The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable about the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary. He said, there was a judge in a certain town who neither feared God nor respected any human being. A widow in that town used to come to him and say, render a just decision for me against my adversaries. For a long time, the judge was unwilling, but eventually he thought, while it is true I neither fear God nor respect any human being, because this woman keeps bothering me, I shall render a just decision for her, lest she finally comes and strikes me. The Lord says, pay attention to what the dishonest judge says. Will not God then secure the right of his chosen ones who call out to him day and night? Will he be slow to answer them? I tell you, he will see to it that justice is done for them speedily. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? The Gospel of the Lord. Today it's easy to discern what the parable is about because Luke explains it to us right off, right in the beginning. He clearly tells us that it is a parable on the necessity of praying always and not losing heart. Jesus is saying that if persistence of the widow could not achieve justice, even from a corrupt judge, how then, or how much more, will our persistent prayers achieve justice from God? The same lesson is presented in our first reading of Moses sitting on a rock with his two assistants, Aaron and Hur, on either side, holding up Moses' hands so they may remain steady and straight and stretched out in that permanent prayer throughout the whole day as Joshua waged war against the Amalekites. While our first reading and gospel are said in simple stories, but prayer can be a tricky business. The important point to understand is that prayer is not so much to affect God or to change God's mind or action or opinion, but prayer is rather to affect our mind, our actions, our opinions, to allow God to open our minds to his way is what is to happen. Therefore, culmination of all prayer is, thy will be done, not mine. Beginning with, do whatever he tells you, as Mary said to the servants at the wedding of Cana. In prayer, we are seeking what God wants. And so our prayers must be persistent and persevering, because with prayer, we are declaring what God wants and what we want. However, what we often require is modification of our desires. In this way, then, we pray not to move God to our position, but to move ourselves to his position. In other words, the results of our action are from prayer are God's directions to our prayer. Today, Jesus tells us that God will give speedy judgment to those who cry out for it day and night. Because a true prayer, the very act of praying, makes us doers of justice for all. In the final analysis, prayer moves us to action that are pleasing to God. All of this might be best summed up in the old saying, pray as though everything is dependent on God, and work as though everything is dependent on you. Now, there's another side of prayer that is of equal importance. By being persistent, and persevering in prayer, we are building a personal relationship with God. Now, God is the one who establishes the relationship between himself and us, and God has freely chosen us, no matter who, where, or what we are, whether it's perfect health or fighting in a life-ending battle with health, disabled mentally, physically, or we're on the margin of society. We are a person who's considered a burden to society. God has chosen us not as a member of a group, but as an individual. That he loves each of us, as a parent individually loves each of their children. Our relationship with God is an individual gift, because we are individually unique, and because we were created uniquely by God. There is no connection between our relationship with God and another person's relationship with God. As a parent, we would never say or even think that one of our children is better or more important than the other, or the other one is the worst and less important. Our children are uniquely different, though, each with their own unique personalities and their divinely given gifts. Each child brings us great joy in his or her own way, and each returning love that we have showed them many times over. And so it is with God. We are all children of God, heirs to the kingdom of heaven through our baptism, each with unique personalities and God-given talents. And like parents with their children, he handles and looks at us individually. We're not a conglomerate. We're not all people of Buena Vista. We are unique in the eyes of our Lord. He does not judge us in relationships with other people, or judge us, as I said, in a group. He admonishes us not to destroy who we are. He corrects us not to destroy who we are, but for us to learn right from wrong and to follow the path of salvation that he has uniquely laid out for each and every one of us. He is not concerned with who are the best or who are the worst. He's not concerned who is the smartest, the prettiest, the strongest, or the most popular. He is only concerned with how we individually respond to his love, no matter what state of life we may be in. What God is concerned with is our response to his love, which we show through prayer and corporal works of mercy. It is by prayer and our love for him that we keep his commandments, as opposed to trying to keep his commandments in hope of earthly rewards. By individual prayer, we return his love. By taking time out for prayer, we spend quality time for him. Imagine if Jesus decided to come live with you, which would be good. But you put him in the room down at the end of the hall, and for 1 hour every Sunday, you go and talk to him. Then after the 1 hour, you walk out, and you don't talk to him for the rest of the week. That won't work. If you did that with your spouse, you would soon be alone again, right? Or your children. I mean, that's not how it works. And we're made in the image and likeness of God. So, anyway, but we need to have a relationship. We need to talk with the man. He wants to talk with us, so let us talk with him. And so by spending quality time, prayer, rosaries, reciting the dying, whatever, he just wants to hear your voice. And after all, what kind of relation would we have by not spending the time that we know we need to? In prayer, we develop a personal relationship with God. Through prayer, we are lifted up the physical reality of our existence into a spiritual realm that knows no bound. We ascend to a spiritual place where we are meant to be, for we are more spiritual than we are physical. In prayer, we ascend to a plane where we are merely a footstep away from entering heaven. We ascend to a plane where we physically experience the love that words cannot describe, nor can be found on this earth. A place that God can tell us that He truly loves us, and we truly love Him. God bless.